Just show up on November 3rd or before then to make sure that this country has a chance. Because this isn't about Republican, Democrat. It's about right versus wrong, good versus evil, freedom. Thank you.
Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the human mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him.
Thou didst blow with thy winds, and the sea covered them. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Well, the victories keep getting better. Not only was Assange freed, but the comms provided us with a perfect delta confirming it all playing out perfectly. We have wins in elections, exposure of the Podesta and Clintons, and more on the MK Ultra control of our minds. Whew, a lot to go through. Hope you guys are ready. Let's go now.
And the real question is, what have you been doing to prepare for the debate?
I think I've been preparing for it for my whole life, if you want to know the truth. And I'm not sure you can lock yourself into a room for 2 weeks or 1 week or 2 days and really learn what you have to know. And I've been through it. I've been, you know, a popular president. We had some great elections and some amazing, you know, number of votes. Nobody got more than we got. And, you know, I know the subject. Now, you know, they make it cute because it's obviously at CNN, and I call it fake news for a long time. We'll see how they do it. I think they have a lot at stake, to be fair. I think they have to be fair. But we'll see how we do. I think we'll do very well. We've done well in the past, and I think we'll do very well. I know the subject matter. But I don't think, Corey, you can just lock yourself in a room like some people do and think you're going to come out okay. It doesn't seem to work that way.
How about that? Preparing his entire life for the debate. No need to be behind a closed room to make all this play out for all to see. Of course, just a reminder, the spouse of the CNN debate moderator was one of 51 spies who lied to steal the 2020 election. Can she be unbiased? Remember Dana Bash's ex-husband, Jeremy Bash. 51 former intelligence officials. He's one of those. Falsely claiming Hunter Biden laptop was a Russia disinformation operation. These liars are being exposed and placed on the front for all to see, especially when you go on Communist News Network, you try to expose those liars and watch what happens.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now, as
I'm
for
sorry,
this debate,
guys, we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
So, of course, she just loses her mind because the truth was about to happen there on Communist News Network with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper spending years, you know, comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler and more. She didn't want anything to do with it. They have it in her ear. Tapper was brought up. They told her, stop her at all costs. And this CIA-controlled agent, probably on the left, Casey Hunt, won't let Caroline speak. Preview of what's to come, right, with these folks. Caroline, of course, Levitt said, you cut off my microphone for bringing up the debate moderator's history of anti-Trump lies. This proved our point that President Trump will not be treated fairly on Thursday. Yet he's still willing to go into this 3-1 fight to bring his winning message to the American people, and he will win. Midnight Runner Channel said Jake Tapper started his career working for a Democrat politician, and he has never been able to shake the habit. Trying to run cover for Biden's disastrous pullout from Afghanistan, he and his CNN show slimed a hero who saved the lives of those Biden put in jeopardy. Now CNN is facing a $1 billion defamation suit at the same time Tapper will be moderating the presidential debate featuring the politician he lied for. Unreal, Dan Schneider, vice president at Conservative Media Watchdog Media Research Center, told Just the News in a statement. So they reported that CNN has since deleted the TV segment under scrutiny from its website. How about that? All these folks attacking President Trump, including the Communist News Network, although they go on the attack mode, well, they're actually kind of endorsing him. I see this from Biden-Harris headquarters. If Trump wins, CNN said Trump and allies prepare to reshape government radically if elected. How will they shape it? They're going to have mass deportations and migrant detention camps. Positive. Reinstate Muslim travel ban. Deploy federal troops to Democratic-run cities. Direct the Department of Justice to prosecute political opponents. Replace career civil servants with hardline loyalists. Sounds pretty good to me. Name something that triggers the left. Let's see. Out of 100 folks, 35 said the Constitution. Secure elections trigger them. National anthem, rule of law, American flag, personal responsibility, science, and of course, Donald J. Trump. Never forget, we've got these shirts for you. Speaking of Trump, convicted felon this November, I'm voting for a convicted felon. T-shirts are now available for all of you out there. We've got different colors to choose from. You go to andweknow.com. In that description box below or shop.amweknow.com, they are ready for you. And just a reminder of some great clips of how this is all playing out and what people are saying.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon.
How about that? We love all those clips. Check it out if you guys would. And some other things that really played out yesterday. Julian Assange is free. Words cannot express our immense gratitude to you, says Stella Assange. Yes, you, who have all mobilized for years and years to make this come true. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, she said, follow WikiLeaks for more info soon. How about that? Keep it going. Keep it going. This is amazing information. Here's a little news clip for you guys in case you didn't hear.
Let's get that vision up of Julian Assange. We have not seen him for years. This has just been posted by WikiLeaks, obviously, in a car on his way to Stansted Airport. He's there sitting in the waiting room and boarding a private jet out of Stansted Airport. This vision you will see on loop today, because he does, as Trudy mentioned, he looks remarkably well. He walked onto that plane and after, as we mentioned, 23 hours a day in darkness in a 2 by 3 meter cell, 1 hour of sunlight a day in prison in London for 5 years, he looks remarkably well. Of course, we only have these short pictures to go on. There will be, I'm sure, a road back for him in terms of his mental health. And
a lot going on there. So it's absolutely fantastic to see Julian Assange free from prison after exposing Pizzagate, American war crimes, and the deep state murder of Seth Rich. We're ecstatic to see a journalist of this caliber whole and well. He looks remarkably healthy, considering all that he's been through. Imagine what stories he could tell the world in the future. Of course, we have to protect this man at all costs. Not wanting to put him under protection would be, of course, Mike Pence. Old Pence master out there saying, Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Really? Let's see. How did he endanger the lives of the troops? Was it the reporter from Fox News who went out during the Gulf War and told everybody exactly where the troops were going to be the next day, what areas they were going to attack? Was it the press secretary going out and telling everyone, oh, we're expecting a fight to happen tomorrow in this such and such area, and just want to give you that information? Yep. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He exposed the satanic rituals happening behind closed doors using the emails and exposed them with the WikiLeaks emails of those that were planning and planned behind closed doors so many crimes against the American people in the elections and more. He says the Biden administration's plea deal, which wasn't the administration, it was the Department of Justice, with Assange is a miscarriage of justice, really? And dishonors the service and sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces and their families. What about you, old Pence? What about what you did? Huh? How many things did you do that probably lends to treason? There should be no plea deals to avoid prison for anyone that endangers the security of our military or the national security of the United States. How about you, Mike, who went up there and said, no, the election's fine. It's all perfect. Yeah, we've got a bunch of protests happening outside. Oh, no, the Capitol's having issues. Let's hurry up and get this thing done so we can move around and just keep our business flowing. Well, some of you probably think that Pence is a good guy because you think that he was behind the scenes and he had to do what he was told. But when I read stuff like this, I just can't help but think, how dare you? And so, of course, all this playing out matches perfectly with Grasshopper, what he caught, and many others actually caught, on the intel board. Like clockwork, Julian Assange is free. Anon's for years. They're years ahead of the news cycle, right? Because we were told June 11, 2018, Julian Assange, J.A., if you're looking at the intel board, the Q board. We were told June, estimated time of arrival. Back in the news? Question mark. Well, who's back in the news? Julian Assange. When did it happen? June. The server brings down the house. The White House. Assange was freed June 24th, making a gorgeous two-year delta with drop 4954. Shall we play a game once more? Assange wiki drop killed HRC election. Will it play a similar role in the year? In the future, right? So when you look at this, you'll notice it says, Julian Assange said, Clinton, Pizzagate cost me the election. She admitted it to Communist News Network, to Anderson Cooper. She said, man, if it wasn't Pizzagate, I would have won, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shall we play a game once more? It's all going to play out just perfectly. And remember, all of this Julian Assange in the news, think JC. Server unlocks SR, MS-13, right? And so you have this stuff basically playing out just like we heard on the Q board that it has begun. And remember that the president of El Salvador highlighted MS-13 gangs and satanic child sacrificing cult just weeks before Julian Assange gets set free. And Julian Assange, you know, had something to say about MS-13, and they probably took out Seth Rich. Let's get that reminder.
MS-13 is one of the major gangs.
And they are satanic also.
That was my question. So very little.
I'm sorry.
But I would hope you will explain it, because very little has been written in the West about this.
They're satanic, yes.
But actually, literally.
But as the organization grew, they became satanic. They started doing satanic rituals. I don't know exactly when that started, but it was well documented.
Yes.
And we, in our arrest, we've even found altars and things like that.
Yes, I've seen them.
And so they became a satanic organization. I came to the, you know, to this house, and they were about to kill a baby. And he.
So we played all this. I'm going to go to this right here, the interview with Julian Assange, sharing all this information about MS-13 right about here. Here we go.
Disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle. In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there? We Do never you even sit on know material. What you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. There's a 27-year-old that works for the DNC who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
he's talking about Seth Rich, remember, from the DNC.
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No.
Of course it wasn't a robbery because he still had his watch on and he still had valuables on him. Everybody knows that now.
There's no finding. So
what are you suggesting? What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources
but
are.
Why but why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. So, that's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that. We are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
How about that, huh? MS-13 took Seth Rich out. He's noting that risks were taken by Seth Rich. Of course, Seth Rich connected to giving all the information in the emails of the DNC to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And, of course, that's why they took him in, because I believe they were protecting him more than anything else. Could have been some bad things that could have happened to him because of that exposure. He said that the reason the FBI wouldn't let the Epstein client list come out in court is because if they did, their blackmail would no longer be useful. And the CIA would lose their control over all the powerful people they spent decades setting up. Decades setting up. Just amazing. You know, imagine the comms that would happen to make all of this happen and play out. Imagine how hard they have to work to communicate with people, and the towers would have to be watched and more. Any of you affected by this and your communications and your comms and how you work throughout the systems that are set up for us out there would understand what I'm saying, because a lot of these towers, although they're useful in many ways of getting communications out, they can cause a lot of damage to all of us. As a matter of fact, there was a video out recently of a tower that actually melted a drone. Literally, you can see the drone play here.
Oh, that's not good.
Right when it hits the tower, the cell tower, the drone catches on fire and falls to the ground. So it kind of shows you some of these issues that we've had recently with these communications devices and more. And that's why we recommend this. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on, you probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, This energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
Is that where they got the butter thing from? Hillary's actually kind of smart. She's giving Biden bad advice, hoping he loses, and then she can sweep in at the DNC. She's going to have to fight Kamala first. That would be a fun cage match. Kamala or Hillary? Who do you think would win? Hillary has killed people. Not in the ring, from what I hear. Peter from Edessa.
Wow. Did you guys just hear that? Jesse Waters exposing the Clintons. And that's something that's pretty dangerous to do, right? Most times. But maybe he was given information and said, you go ahead, let it all out, because we're going to start leaking this information, and we're going to get people to start questioning what he just mentioned, which means there's going to be a lot of people probably losing sleep. Listen to this from Dan Scavino that he put out recently. A nice little...
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
Now remember, this is not real. So don't go looking for Bidenica in case some of you think this is real. This is a joke.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway.
Bidenica has a patented blend of confusion and forgetfulness that will calm the most overactive brains.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
When they sold out American jobs and killed the Keystone Pipeline, it kept me up all night worrying about how we pay our bills. But then I got Bidenica, and I've never slept better.
Sometimes when I get hopped up on sugar, my parents give me Bidenica so I pass out. Other times they give it to me during the day, probably so they can do the deed. Gross.
Warning. People who have used Bidenica have experienced rampant lying and an inability to secure the southern border. Others have hallucinated and fought breakfast cereals.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Ask your doctor if Bidenica is right for you.
How about that? Isn't that something? You know, another thing I noticed when they showed Biden here saying Corn Pop was a bad dude. You notice this is the real, looks like the real Biden, right? He's got the earlobes, the real earlobes, the real hairstyle. But then this guy, of course, the fake one that they're showing us, the attached earlobe, the flat head, and so much more is just wrong with that. So very interesting as they give us both pictures, you know, of those folks. So the one that is being attacked constantly, put this out every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me. That'd be President Trump. I consider it a great badge of honor. I'm being indicted for you. Never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. In the end, they're not after me. They're after you, and I'm just standing in their way. From the very first day that we took back the White House, from crooked Joe Biden, that we take back, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. And it's amazing. He uses the very words from the cue board, drop 4093. In reality, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. It's amazing how these comms continue to play out for us to see. Here's Stormy Patriot Joe.
Julian Assange, Q. J.A. is Julian Assange, June, estimated time of arrival. This was back in April of 2018, Q1195. Today's news, Assange is free. He left his maximum security prison the morning of June 24th. Rock on!
Rock on! Stormy Patriot Joe had a great time on their show last week. Man, we just had interesting conversation. It was supposed to last about 30 to 45 minutes. We were on for an hour and a half. Oh, wow. It was really cool. And I just want to stay on this Julian Assange just one more here that Julian Assange exposed Hillary Clinton was taking Saudi Arabia donations and approving the arms sales supplied to ISIS. Just as a reminder for you guys in case you didn't hear these.
There's a early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. And perhaps because Saudi and Qatari money is spread all over the place, including into many media institutions. All serious analysts know, even the US government has mentioned or agreed with, that some Saudi figures have been supporting ISIS, funding ISIS. But the dodge has always been it's just some rogue princes using their cut of the oil money to do whatever they like, but actually the government disapproves. But that email says that no, it is the governments of Saudi and the government and Qatar that have been funding ISIS.
The Saudis, the Qataris, the Moroccans, the Bahrainis, particularly the Saudis and the Qataris, are giving all this money to the Clinton Foundation, while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State and the State Department is approving massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia.
Under Hillary Clinton, and our Clinton emails reveal a significant discussion about it, the largest ever arms deal in the world was made with Saudi Arabia, more than $80 billion. In fact, during her tenure as Secretary of State, total arms exports from the United States in terms of the dollar value doubled.
Doubled. And of course, the consequence of that is that this notorious terrorist jihadist group called ISIL or ISIS is created largely with money from the very people who are giving money to the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary for sure. Julian Assange makes you wonder who took him in, why. Maybe, I don't know, some folks think that he was basically put under protection so that they wouldn't be able to attack him and kill him. Others think that they actually did take him in. But what do you guys think? Let us know below the video how you think this all played out. Of course, it led to this exposure of so many folks that these elections have just been a little different for many, because every time it seems like President Trump endorses somebody, just about every time, they end up winning. Look at all these great wins on your screen now. John McGuire, Gabe Evans, Nick Lolotta, Andrew Garbarino, Anthony Despacito, Nicole Maliotakis, Mark Molinaro, Elise Stefanik, Mike LePetre, Brandon Williams, Nick Langworthy, Allison Esposito, Lauren Boebert, Mike Sapriacon, I believe that's how you say his name. So we've got a lot of those wins. And then, of course, you've got breaking work, the woke fire alarm puller and friend of AOC. Representative Jamal Bowman has been defeated in New York. Good riddance. This comes after AOC threw a joke of an event for him earlier this week and then bailed on him for his watch party tonight. The squad's continuing to rack up losses for sure. And so many folks were asking about that particular event, maybe wondering, what do you mean AOC had this crazy event? Well, she went out to support him, and she jumped all over the stage, and she's trying to get everybody hyped up for this, you know, supposed support that he would have a victory. Somebody put a song to this as you watch your screen, and just look at how she appeared in our eyes. Come on up. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right, AOC. And she's walking up there in front of the crowd. I'm going to win today. We're going to win if The Price is Right. Oh, it's so good. Oh, one of my favorite shows growing up. Anybody remember Bob Barker and that show? My goodness gracious. What an amazing time to be alive, huh, back then. All right, so moving forward to these traders, Kash Patel, exclusive Speaker Paul Ryan and his team rigged a Russiagate investigation before he started it. That's right, the government gangsters. Somebody put this together, Ultra MAGA Party, just as kind of a reminder of these snakes.
What I would like to know, was there one point where there was one moment when you said, this is the guy, this is my guy?
On August 1st, it was time to make that final decision. I called Paul and said, I'd like to meet you on Sunday. And we sat down and made it happen.
You know, this is a guy who's a real leader.
Well, I mean, Paul could become, if it were necessary, could become president. He has the experience and judgment, capacity and character to become president. That was the first and most important criteria.
Congressman, what will be your role in the campaign? Are you going to be the attack dog?
You're going to help them win this race.
Many unbearable hours later.
1 week ago, millions of Americans saw his name on the ballot running for Vice President of the United States. Tonight, ABC's Jonathan Carl sits down with him to ask, why did they lose? How did it go wrong on election night?
How much of a shock was it?
Well, you know, We thought we had a really good chance of winning. You know, the polling and the data and all the people who are the smart people who watch this stuff, they had a pretty optimistic view on the night. So as you can imagine, it was a bit of a shock when we didn't win. My role is to continue to be a champion of ideas.
A consolation of some kind. I know you asked him about 2016. What about it? Is he in?
Diane, a lot of Republicans say that he will be the clear front runner going into the 2016 battle for the Republican presidential nomination.
All right, Jonathan Carl.
1 billion, zillion, jillion, dillion, cotillion times later.
Literally zero skill set. Has been a career hack politician, you know, body man first, one of these staffers. He's like Cosmo Man down in Louisiana. Garrett Graves, lest we forget.
If you're a shareholder of Fox, how do you sit there with that guy on the board? He's out there against Trump. It's not in our DNA to support him.
Hey, take your DNA, put it where the sun don't shine, brother.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan. Every now and then, I'm known to make a mistake. He's going to be the next vice president of the United States.
How about that, huh? We'll never forget. What a wake-up call for many. Kash Patel, Paul Ryan lectures the world about Trump's characters, why he won't vote MAGA. But this government gangster's hypocrisy supersedes Comey, McCabe, Stroke, combined, who engineered Russiagate. Ryan, as Speaker of the House, and his team got their paws on the Steele dossier and never told anyone, including us running the investigation that he ordered. He lied to exclude himself and his staff from sworn testimony. He rigged the whole thing. before it even began. Whoo! Talk about some exposure. Guys, if you want some more of this information that we're sharing here, all you have to do is go to andweknow.com. What a wonderful site that was put together by a team through many years of, just hard work. Sun spruced it up a little bit to get it ready for your phones. If you head there, you're going to find the videos. You're going to find our contact site. If you click on contact when you go to andweknow.com, there it is on the right side. You click on that, and it takes you to this page where you put your name and your email, and you just click whatever you want. Send a photo, send a note to LT, general inquiry, AUK merchandise inquiry, and more. And you can send your message. It's very, very simple, really set up for you. And you'll be able to see our merch. You'll find our fellowship member site. Subscribe to our newsletter. Even put your name and email there, and you'll get a message every time a video goes out or some important message. You'll follow us on podcasts and so much more. Of course, if you missed one of our partners, you say, oh, Hunter's Blend Coffee, I got to go check that out. It's there on our website. Just scroll to the bottom. Immune Support's there, LT Pet Club, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, and Dr. Shockley. So check that out, and you can follow us on all of our social media. It's pretty cool. And so also remember that you can get our merch, put it on, and you'll be approached by somebody stating that they watch the show also. And before you know it, you've got a new friend and somebody you can communicate with and say, you know what, when did you wake up? Well, let me tell you my favorite show. What about your favorite intro? Yeah, this was my favorite. Before you know it, you guys are having a great time, good laughter, and so much more, even watching the show together. Wouldn't that be cool? So here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
And we'd like to know why you made the journey to come here today to see your favorite president.
Honey, I'm at every flag wave. I work the polls. I work for my president in every way that I can, because to me, that's necessary.
It is a necessity.
It's necessary. I'm so thankful to God that Americans got off the couch.
Absolutely.
They got off the couch and they decided to do what was to be done.
Absolutely. God love you. God love you, Marjorie.
Oh,
God love you.
Thank you so much. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. She's just getting started. So, 103-year-old patriot for Trump, and she is so beautiful. Man, just wonderful to hear what she has to say, to see that wonderful smile, and that's what we're seeing folks play out across our nation. Other things that we're noticing are these folks getting called out. There will be a vote to hold Merrick Garland in inherent contempt this week for not complying with the lawful subpoena. This would allow the House Sergeant-at-Arms to arrest him and hold him in congressional jail until he turns over the Biden tapes. The Founding Fathers created a three-branch government to keep these checks and balances for a reason. Any Republican voting no on holding Merrick Garland in contempt will be exposing themselves for who they truly are, swamp rat rhinos. Maybe Mike Johnson's trying to get out of that particular group called the Swamp Rat Rhinos by announcing that he has authorized the House to submit a congressional amicus brief on behalf of Steve Bannon to the Supreme Court and Justice Roberts.
Mr. Speaker, I understand there might be a change in position regarding how the House and their stance on the January 6th committee, and it might be regarding Steve Bannon, and it may have a big impact on his contempt case. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're working on filing an amicus brief in his appellate work there in his case, because the January 6th committee was, we think, wrongfully constituted. We think the work was tainted. We think that they may have very well covered up evidence and maybe even more nefarious activities. We've been investigating the committee itself. We disagree with how Speaker Pelosi put all that together. We think it violated House rules. And so we'll be expressing that to the court. And I think it will help Steve Bannon in his appeal.
How about that? What do you think is going to happen to Steve Bannon? What do you guys think? Let us know below this video. Really interesting things playing out. Of course, more information is allegedly coming out about Saudi Arabia's connection to 9/11. Did you know that the first country Trump visited on his world tour after defeating Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election was Saudi Arabia? Remember, we talked about this a few times. Bin Salman rounded up criminals and arrested them en masse just months before in an unprecedented cleanup of their country. May 20th, 2017, Trump visits Saudi Arabia. October 1st, 2017, the Vegas shooting occurs. The top floors of the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas were owned by the opposing Saudi faction. It's not a coincidence. November 2017, Bin Salman arrests over 200 people, including 17 Saudi princes, as Trump tweets his support. When Trump was attending a Saudi backed golf tournament, he told the world, "We still haven't gotten to the bottom of 9/11. You guys remember that? Saudi-backed golf tournament would be Live Golf. And I've reminded you guys real quick, just a side note on this Saudi-backed golf tournament. Seven big companies that support the PGA Tour are backed by the Saudis. Just wanted to make sure we threw that in there in case you guys forgot about that. That's because Trump knows a lot more when on behind the scenes than people realize. Trump has reposted this video on Truth Social, I'm about to show you, of his original world tour multiple times, which highlights Saudi Arabia submitting. We've been living through a hidden world war, and it takes a keen eye to see what has really been going on. Anonymous, we know. Take heart. Good things are happening. Great things are going to happen, despite the growing pains and battles that we have all endured. Folks, just a reminder on this video. Here we go. Pepe Lives Matter.
A voice on the video says in Arabic, "I am transmitting these scenes to you from the heart of the American capital, Washington." This video, unsealed in federal court this week and obtained by 60 Minutes, was recorded in the summer of 1999. The man behind the camera is Omar al-Bayoumi, who the FBI says was an operative of the Saudi intelligence service with close ties to two of the 9/11 hijackers.
And so all this was played out, of course, by the mainstream media, and there seems to be some strange connections wherever we see this move. Remember, we are witnessing the old guard taken down, the destruction of the old guard. When he visited the world, did that world tour after defeating Hillary Clinton, remember, there he is with the sword, and then, of course, they honored him there sitting in the middle. Israel submitted. Who else? The Vatican submitted, as you're looking at your screen. The EU submitted. There we are with that handshake. I'm fast-forwarding through this because it's a long video. NATO submitted. Yep, he pushed them aside and said, "Let me in." You know who's running the show now. Trump meets the Pope after blasting him in a campaign. The Vatican submitted. Who else submitted? Let's see. Japan submitted. Remember, he went into that forbidden area, right? That very important move in Japan to the sumo ring. And he is able to give the winner the trophy. And Japan went crazy over that one. He went to South Korea and crossed the DMZ into North Korea. And, of course, we'll never forget, he took 17 steps and stopped and turned around, 17 being Q. North Korea submitted. And China submitted. Remember, he went to the Forbidden City. Vietnam submitted. He went there. We saw India submitting. All these countries, Brazil, Argentina. Where else did he go? Oh, Canada. Really? Germany. The Queen submitted. Prince Charles submitted. And Russia submitted, of course, and tossed him the ball and then the swamp of course, received their envelopes during that funeral of Bush Sr. And I believe that Jeb saw a picture that was disgusting and probably horrifying, probably of his dad and what his grandpa, excuse me, and what they did to him. And he was in shock because all the treason is being exposed. And they realize the people's president moving forward. Of course, the best is yet to come. How about that, huh? Just a nice little brief for us to remember. And also remember the borders were opened up, but we have to say their names. And I think this video is very important, highlighting what we're all going through. Say their names. We're going to go through this. Lakin Riley, 22 years old, killed by illegal immigrant. Rachel Morin, 37 years old, killed by illegals. Jocelyn Nungary, 12 years old. Kayla Hamilton, 20 years old. Elizabeth Medina, 16 years old. Jonathan Diller, 31 years old. Aiden Clark, 11 years old. Maria Gonzalez, 11 years old. Valerie Reyes, 24 years old. Didn't have to happen. Keep these families in our prayer. And here's somebody that grabbed their camera, their phone, recorded and posted for all to see.
More great news from the good state of Illinois. Just want you all to know that the wonderful state of Illinois has made it effective next month or next week that undocumented immigrants will be able to get driver's licenses. Undocumented immigrants will be able to get driver's licenses. What does undocumented really mean? It really means we don't know much about them. We don't know who they really are. They have no credentials that all of the citizens have to have in order to get a driver's license. And they could have anything in their mind in reference to why they came to the United States. And we want to make sure in the state of Illinois that they're very comfortable. So now they can become police officers, but they couldn't do that unless they had the license to drive. So they took care of that. Now they can get their driver's license. They can become police officers. And realtors cannot refuse to rent to them. Neither can they refuse to sell them. They can refuse to me. Yeah, they can tell me, go to hell. I'm not, as long as they don't get into trouble with the HUD, they can do it in a very slick way. Just the fact that I'm saying, hey, I'm an Illinois citizen. I want to rent this property. They say, well, what's your credit score? What's your usable income? Sir, well, maybe we just can't give you this $300,000 or $400,000 home because, well, I'm an ex-cop. I put my life on the line. I swore to protect and defend. Oh, I'm an ex-pilot from the Air Force. Maybe that'll help me. Nah. Do you have your undocumented immigrant papers? Now, if you've got that, buddy, we can do something for you. This is all going down the damn tubes. Your dream of the United States of America is a memory. This is something else. Something else. You want to know why veterans have to beg you for benefits? When people can get billions of dollars to make another drug that 1 year down the line is a high probability that the lawyers are going to be saying, well, if you took the latest, you may be entitled to benefits. You can get billions of dollars for that. But if you went over there as a young man desiring to protect and defend, and now you have post-traumatic stress syndrome, or you burned parts of your body up, or you have to cut something off, you are expendable. In your face. Oh, but it's time for election. Guess what? Gas prices are going down everywhere. And they do it every time you get within 6 months of a presidential election. You that have connections and power need to show how much power you really have.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Exposing what he's noticing, putting it out to the public to see, and we've all been noticing, of course, the prices seem to change as the election year comes. We've been warned about this from Dr. Kirk Elliott many times, almost every week he's on our show. On Sunday, we released these. June 23rd, we had a great interview about the Social Security fund depletion, Japan bank giant pulling the rug on financial system, and the silver short squeeze. Wanted to make sure you guys check it out if you've missed it. Wanted to play a clip from this, and just remember and remind you guys, you can go to andweknow.com/gold. Click on that link in your video below this video, and we'll be shown basically all the stuff that we're talking about here. And you can actually ask the same questions of Dr. Elliott and his team, and they will help you out, especially when it comes to precious metals and what you want to do with those. We've moved ours, our IRA, from fiat currency to precious metals, and now they're secured, and they've been growing since then because it's all in silver. Pretty cool.
In a really bad way. Mm. So now start to put these things together. We've got the 11th largest bank in Japan, worth close to $1 trillion, that's dumping U.S. and European treasuries. You've got Saudi Arabia that actually said no more petrodollar. We're going to trade in yuan instead. Mm-hmm. You've got the Treasury Department and basically investigators here realizing, we're going to run out of Social Security in 9 years. All of that news happening at the same time. Perfect opportunity for the globalists to start doing something that's going to be nasty, which is come up with a solution like central bank digital currency, which nobody should want. Nobody should want. But yet this contagion that we're talking about, not just being a U.S. thing, it's going all around the world. Now Japan, it's gone to Switzerland. This is going to spread. And this is why they're already setting the stage. 94% of the world is ready for central bank digital currency.
Wow. 95%. So many warnings we've been given. And I just encourage you guys to check that out. Really, really is important. And so I wanted to move, before we close out today, into the predator side that's been playing out. Remember, we've been told, like this meme, stop pushing your beliefs on me, right? Somebody's with the pride flag wrapped around their back, a pride sign with a megaphone, screaming at a guy who's trying to give a Bible. Like, stop pushing your beliefs on me. And they've been pushing their beliefs on many for decades now. They at first tried to, basically, they lived in shame, right? Because they knew, based off of really biblical references, that what they were involved in was really wrong. And then you head into the late 80s and 90s, and they start slowly putting the information out in movies and in television to make it appear as if they're just a wonderful, happy comedy fun. And then they said, hey, I want everybody to recognize us. So they needed a whole day or month. And of course, they wanted marriage to be changed from one man to one woman to whatever they want it to be, redefined marriage. And now they're dressing up as clowns and wanting children to hang out with them.
I want to go to the states now, because a lot of states are considering bills or have passed laws that have taken away some of the protections that the LGBTQI community had. In Kentucky in particular, there is a bill aimed at drag queens. The bill's author says it's only to regulate sexually oriented businesses and protect children from seeing sexually explicit things. Here's what one Kentucky legislator said about that move.
How can we be for somebody dressing up like a lady or like a woman and reading books to our kids? What in the world are we thinking?
What would you say to him and the author of the bill there?
I would say that drag is not inherently sexual. I could be in a full-length, long-sleeved, hot pink gown reading a book about Dolly Parton, and they'll still think that something is inappropriate, although it is absolutely not appropriate. We exist.
So it's not sexual, drag queens. It has nothing to do with men dressing up as women, which changes their what? Their sex. That's what we're involved in. And they said, basically, I think I heard the news anchor state protection bills for LGBTQ folks as if they need protection because they feel threatened. And again, we've reminded many folks that if there's anyone that's more protective of them would be the believers, especially in Christ, because they feel like they've been attacked by specifically them, when it's really, it's not an attack, it's just sharing that, look, you're cared about by a creator who created you a certain way, and we just want to let you know that this is going to lead to destruction and all kinds of serious problems for you. And I was reading somebody who actually came from this community, and he stated, I don't have it to put in front of you. I wish I did, but I was reading about it today and basically stated that their whole agenda is to grab the 12 to 17-year-old children that are runaways from home and more and welcome into this community and make them feel cared about, and then they use them for prostitution to make money. It's a sick system, he's basically stating. Because he came from that system, because he was a teenager when he was grabbed and vulnerable. So instead of going after the vulnerable, now let's go to the schools and let's sit down and make them accept us so it'll be even easier for us to change them and grab them and show them immorality and make it look like evil is good and good is evil.
Do in movies where they can do rated R movies and they can also do rated G movies. But you don't take content from the rated G movies to say that the rated R movies are inappropriate for the actor who has been in both, right? And drag and art exist on the same level of appropriateness, and we don't deserve to be attacked like this.
So they think dressing up like a cartoon woman on national TV can help them on the Communist News Network. Speaking of drag, you know, this person here, they call Lady Gaga, who's actually a male. You can do your research and you'll find out more. They like to invert things. Remember, Satan always wants to invert everything that God has created. And so Gaga went out and wants everyone to make the moral choice and vote for Joe Biden. Yeah. What she won't tell you is the satanic ritual she performs, and I would say he, performs openly in front of everyone. Have you actually seen the spiritual exercises that practiced by Lady Gaga with Marina Abramovich? We're going to play this video. Tell me you're not disturbed down to the core. These people are wolves in sheep's clothing. They aren't even hiding it. Why is that all of the pedo sympathizers, the spirit cooking ritualistic pedo-wood celebrities, are all in support of Biden? Why? Because they have to. They made a deal with the devil. And you're looking at Lady Gaga with Jimmy Carter, Obama, Bush Sr., Bush Jr., and Clinton. They show you who they really are. We're going to play this video. Some of this imagery might be very bad for children to see. So if you've got kids in the room, just warning you. Here we go.
And to all the women and all the men with daughters and sisters and mothers, everybody, no matter how you identify, now is your chance to vote against Donald Trump, a man who believes his fame gives him the right to grab one of your daughters or sisters or mothers or wives by any part of their bodies. We need you. We need your family. We need your friends. We need your heart. Vote like your life depends on it, or vote like your children's lives depend on it, because they do. Right now, it's time for action. It's time to muster all of our energy, every ounce of us, every ounce of hope and optimism and enthusiasm, every ounce of fear and frustration and discouragement. Now is the time to show up and vote like this country depends on it, because it does.
So this demon-possessed, MK-Ultra mind-controlled person is being used and propped up to change the election. All this was highlighted, these folks that get brainwashed like this, pulled into this this cult-like activity by Robert Kennedy Jr., basically speaking truth on MK-Ultra, JFK's assassination, and others.
CIA is allowed to propagandize around the world, and it's the biggest funder of journalism today in the world. It spends $10 billion a year through USAID to fund journalism all over the world. It owns some of the biggest newspapers and magazines, the most influential in the developing world, in Europe and around the world. There was in the CIA's charter, it says, and there was an act called the Smith-Mundt Act that makes it illegal for the CIA to propagandize Americans. So in 1973, there were congressional hearings that came out of the House Select Assassination Committee hearings when all the CIA secrets were revealed. They were called the family jewels. It was all of the worst secrets of the CIA that they all kept in one place. And that was released, during the 1970s, during these hearings from the Church Committee and the House Select Assassination Committee. And Americans learned for the first time about, you know, Operation Mockingbird, but also about MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Dietrich. These were all of the MK stands for mind control. And the CIA had these programs at Fort Detrick, but at 220 universities around our country and in Latin America and Canada, experimenting with ways to control the human mind. The LSD came out of that program. And, they were using psychoactive drugs. They were using torture. They were using sensory deprivation. They were using noise, noise. And they were figuring out how to control individuals, including how to develop Manchurian candidates, unwilling assassins through hypnosis and these, you know, other techniques, but also how do you control whole societies through, you know, destruction of institutions, the propagation of lies, instigated violence, and the orchestrated diminishment of faith in the institutions of society and the mistrust among people. So they had all of these, you know, they were experimenting. And, you know, it wasn't just the U.S. The same thing was happening in Russia and in other parts of the world. But, you know, we had a very, very sophisticated program that violated a lot of American values.
How effective do you think the MK Ultra program was?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that came out of it. And there's a lot of that, you know, it's hard to tell because a lot of it was top secret. I mean, it's very, it's a really interesting and a very surprisingly well-documented history.
So he continues on and put in the description box below all these things that I'm sharing with you today so you can check them out. This mind control just goes into so many areas, especially the military, too. Donald Trump Jr., Fox News, Biden senior Pentagon official claims policies focused on non-binary identities. They're essential for national security. And, of course, Donald Trump Jr. shows the clown faces. It's the stuff folks are facing everywhere they go. You join the military, you want good moral conduct and values. Nope, they're changing it. And I tell you, I saw this video here. If the armed services want to meet their recruiting goals, this is from General Flynn, they need more of this camaraderie, and I'm going to show you this, and esprit de corps, and completely gut this DEI and critical race theory out of any training programs in place Focus on winning instead of diversity. The U.S. military is already plenty diverse and effective in the rank and file. Check out this video from Navy's women's lacrosse team. It's going viral and it's awesome. How about that? Pretty amazing. And red, white, and blue, that music playing for all to see. And speaking of music, to close out today, I wanted to show you this message from Dwayne Vincent. You guys know Dwayne was the one that we have shared with you. They've been sending updates, who had stage, I believe, 3 cancer in his throat last year. I played a song from him. I'm going to play one now as he's sharing. And amazing, because this update that came from their site, you guys can go below this video to the description box below, and you'll notice this update playing for all to see. And there's Dwayne on video. Pretty cool, just to see him back up and singing. I got a video of him actually singing with his family also. Man, I was in tears. Just knowing that he's getting the help that he needs. And he's wanted to share this video with you today of a thank you. I'm going to show this to you now. Here's a video from Dwayne thanking all of the AUK fans and more.
Hey, guys. Dwayne Vincent here. I just want to give you a quick update and just to say thank you all for everything via Gifts and Go of the Gifts. To the AUK family, you know who you are. Things are going okay. I had some rough patches there on the recovery. Now working with a great doctor, Dr. Kelly Shockley. She and her team have identified a lot of issues to help me rebuild my system, which was pretty much torn up. And so we're helping me rebuild my immune system, just overall body. So it's taking some time, but I'm getting there a lot better, trust me. Now, the finbendazole, I will say, does work for me. We started that after I'd already started some of the big pharma treatment. But you live and you learn. I'll keep you guys posted on all updates as soon as I can. Again, just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. I'm sitting out here on a patio now, taking a break from one of my gigs. So like I said, I'm starting to work a little bit more now. So I will keep you guys posted. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you. And God bless you. And as soon as I can, I'll get you another video up. Thanks again, guys.
What an amazing update. Thank you so much, Dwayne, for that. It's so great to see this recovery seeming to happen now. Praise the Lord for answer to prayer. And we had that update number 3. It's been long overdue. Dwayne's finally feeling up to making a quick little video for you. We count our blessings each and every day, and most importantly, keeping the faith. It's all been through the glory of God that we've been able to continue this fight for healing, sharing his story in hopes of helping others. We praise God each and every day. Thank you to the circle of friends, especially the AUK family. How about that, folks? And here's a scripture to close out with all of this. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God bless.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for just answers to prayer and the healing of so many people across this nation, across our entire earth. Thank you for Dwayne Vincent and his family and the just amazing recovery that's been playing out before our eyes each day. We ask that you continue to watch over them and protect them. Also, for those that are on the front lines that are in this battle, showcasing all that's playing out for us. We just thank you for them, how you've masterfully put this together. And we give you the praise and glory for how this is playing out. What a great time to be alive. We look forward to this coming year, the elections and more. We just know there's a lot more jam-packed that's going to be happening soon. We just ask that you keep our emotions at bay. Help us to stay peaceful and in comfort through all of the shaky roads that might be playing out ahead. And again, protection for all of our families each and every day. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support, for the emails, and grabbing our merch, and just going to those that have been sponsoring these videos. You know, we play these, and they're just so encouraged, because not only are you guys calling them up about their products that are actually helping you, you're encouraging them, too, in this walk, because they're standing up against these really, really difficult companies that try all they can to hurt us, right? And also, thank you for praying for Dwayne Vincent and supporting him through their Give, Send, Go. It's in the description box below if you want to send support to them once again as they continue to need that for upcoming situations that might happen and more. So thank you for that. You guys are so good to us and so good to so many. And again, I just don't want to let you know. I just don't want to forget to let you guys know that we really appreciate how you support us all. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, right? And that's why we're here, and that's why we move forward. And I think that's why we're seeing so many changes in so many lives, okay? So we're going to close out for now. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Before then, to make sure that this country has a chance, because this isn't about Republican, Democrat. It's about right versus wrong, good versus evil, freedom. Thank you.
Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the human mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him.
Thou didst blow with thy winds, and the sea covered them. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.